look, it's all excitement, first of all, and looking forward to it. Confident in the team we've got, and confident we'll be able to get over the line if we turn on the performance we know we can. So, big occasion this weekend. It's going to be the difference between this going down as a successful or a poor season. So, looking forward to it. We know everything rides on it, but yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a huge commitment being an inter-county player, obviously. You're talking months and months of nights of giving up your spare time and the pursuit of something probably bigger than yourself. Now when you get to this stage, is it just about following through and making sure you deliver?
Aye, absolutely. And all the lads will say the same as me. We couldn't have prepared any better, couldn't have worked any harder for that. This year we've been out since, I don't even know what time, out in the cold and wet, and that's what you do it for, is to get your chance in Croke Park. So this Sunday's a big game. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be the mark of our season and the mark of the work that we've put in this year. So looking forward to it, but we know that it's going to be the difference in bringing Donegal hurling on to where it could be and where it should be.
Where it could be and where it should be. And obviously you mean Christy Ring Cup, because if you win, you go up and you're promoted. When you're training here in Convoy and there's 30 lads going at it, do you feel, God, we have the ability to play at that higher standard?
Absolutely, and maybe in previous years I might have been questioning our ability to go up to that standard, but this year the strength and depth of our panel has just shown that we're 100% going to be able and fit for it. Like, we were playing out there, we had 34, 35 men at training, and like I was saying in the press conference, I do not envy Mickey one, but trying to pick a 26, never mind a 15 out of these boys. And even in the league campaign this year, we were able to get ones against Wicklow and get a draw off Tyrone, get a one over London, who are established Christy Ring teams. So we feel like if we go up to that level, we can compete at it. And look, we'll be under no illusions that we'll be going up to one in our first year. But if our plan will be to get up and hold our place and get ready for next seasons. But as the squad goes, the man had a lot of depth, a lot of strength in it. And yeah, plenty of confidence on them that if we do go up, we'll be fit to hold our own.
Yeah, you played Mayo earlier on in the season. It was tight for about three quarters of the match, and then you pulled clear. I think you maybe won by 7 points in the end up. But I think maybe there were some comments from them at that day that we'd see you again. They've come through. You know, they're a strong team. They've played at a high level. What are you expecting from Mayo this week?
I look at whenever we got them in Letterkenny, there was nothing in that game for the first 45 minutes, like you said. It was a very tough game of hurling, and look, we're under no illusions about the challenge Mayo's going to bring at the weekend. They're going to be hungry and they're going to be good, and we know it. And despite getting that one in Letterkenny, we don't think that we're going to be a much better team than they are. So relish the challenge. We know they're going to show up, and we just have to bring our A game, and if we do, we should get over the line. But Mayo are a solid team, and who knows what they'll bring. They've got a lot of good players, 6 good forwards, 6 good defenders. So look forward to the challenge, but we know that it's going to be a battle.
And every little boy and girl dreams of climbing the Hogan Stand steps and picking up a trophy. You know, what's your thoughts? Will you think about that? Will you prepare a speech? What way will you look at it over the next couple of days?
I think it's completely impossible not to think about it now, but I'll have to give the speech a bit of thought now. But at the minute, the only thing in my head is just getting us over the line and focusing on my own performance and driving on the lads and making sure everyone's up to scratch in the day. And I think the speech will take care of itself after that. But as we stand at the minute, it's just all about winning and taking that next step for Donegal Hurling.